Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, now let's listen to the 30th verse of the chapter.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون.
Tell the believing men to reduce some of their vision and guard their private parts. That is purer for them. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what they do.
Regarding this verse, in the previous episode, we mentioned the occasion of revelation of the verse. One of the man of the helpers, who was a young man, was on his way who met a woman. The woman had her veil up behind her ears, so parts of her body was visible. The woman's face attracts the young man, and somehow he starts to look at her. He gazed at her, and the woman passed away, but he was still looking at her. And then he hit against the wall, and that wall had a sharp point of a bone or a piece of glass, and that cut his face. He went to the Holy Prophet sallallahu, he told him, and he retold him this event, and the harbinger of Allah's revelation, Gabriel, came down and brought this holy verse. So the verse says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Sin must be prevented from its origin. So looking, gazing at somebody or something, or the eyes actually are the start of piety, as just they are the start of impurity. Now, the Arabic word yaghuddu, we said, is derived from ghad, which means to decrease, to lessen the voice or lessen the looking. And the verse is not saying that the believers should close their eyes, but they must lessen and shorten their looking. It is as though the man who has been ordered to do this has shortened his gaze and has totally deleted the scene, and which is forbidden, from the scope of his eyes. He has intentionally skipped the part which is forbidden for him to look at, and he has moved on. He has actually skipped the part which is haram. It is worth studying that the Holy Quran does not specify the thing that a person must cast down gaze from, as to say, complement of the verb is omitted, in order that it will be a general rule. It does not say what you should not look at. It doesn't say what you should save your eyes from. It does not mention the exact type of things you must lower your gaze. One must cast down gaze from whatever is unlawful to look at, and this is what the eyes understand the best. The eyes know, the conscience of the person knows what he should not look at.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So as we said, dear listeners, this 30th verse is about lowering the gaze and guarding the modesty of the faithful men. Regarding this, the Holy Prophet said, "Whoever supplies his eyes with what is unlawful, in hereafter his eyes will be filled with fire unless he repents." And we read in a tradition that all the eyes will shed tear in hereafter, except three groups of eyes. The eyes that have shed tears out of Allah's fear, the eyes that are closed to sin, and the eyes that are open for the sake of the Almighty Allah. This, the fact that the eyes are so important in the system of education of man based on Islamic views is so important that Imam Ali alayhi salam has stated, "If your look is cast on a woman who is related within forbidden degrees for the first time, there will be no problem. But if your looking is continued, there will be problem because it causes disorder, it causes temptation." And we read in another tradition that Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, "The eye drags the heart, and the eye is Satan's trap," which means guarding eyes is the best way for being away from lusts. Let us end our discussion in this episode by having a look at the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet has said, "Allah's wrath is very severe against a married woman whose eyes are filled with individuals other than her husband." This means that the woman must stop looking at the persons who are related in forbidden degrees, looking deliberately and lustfully at a man who is not related within forbidden degrees, is the point that this tradition is discussing. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, Take care.
Goodbye.